Hey, good evening, everybody. From Eagleland High School here tonight as we welcome you into District High School Basketball right here on 104.9 The Eagle. I'm Spencer Edwards alongside Eric Waymire back at the studios tonight, our studio producer, and we are glad you could be with us for second round action here in Class 1, District 7. The winner of this ball game, of course, advances to the boys' championship game, which will be played on Saturday night at 5:30. This ball game, of course, was supposed to be played last night, but was moved back to tonight due to weather. They moved the girls' second-round action back to Friday night as well. So they just pushed everything back a day, and then now they're going to go ahead and play the two championship games on Saturday night. They were just going to do the boys' championship on Friday and then the girls on Saturday. But here tonight we got Max Creek. They defeated Wheatland in the first round in a really good ball game, 68-62, as they upset the host-seeded Wheatland Mules, and then, of course, the Lakeland Vikings, they rolled the victory in round number one as they defeated Humansville big 65-39. And, of course, we had that ball game for you on Monday afternoon here from Wheatland. So Lakeland in good shape here as the top seed, but you just cannot underestimate a scrappy team like Max Creek. And, again, Max Creek, they are a streaky shooting team. We saw them a little bit earlier in the season up at Sedalia State Fair as they defeated Montrose, and they've got some guys that can shoot the three ball. So Lakeland defensively here tonight going to have to close out and get the W to try to move into the championship game. And Coach Collins' team, they've had a great season at 22-4, the well-deserved top seed in this district. And, of course, won the WEMO Conference. Chris Lentz, Rafe Caballo, Garrett Worsig, Ryan Taylor, and Landon Dole, the starting five here tonight for the Vikings. So we are glad you could be with us here on the Eagle. Second round action from Class 1, District 7 here on the boys' side of the bracket. The winner goes to the championship Saturday night, Lakeland and Max Creek. Max Creek is the 4 seed, Lakeland the top seed. As we're underway here tonight, Lakeland's going to control the tap. They'll roll it into the corner. Dole going to go to Worsig. He had a big game Monday afternoon. He hit 4 threes. Worsig going to flip it out top for Lentz. He tries to go into the low post to Carbolo, and we got our first foul of the evening coming up here, and we had very few fouls in that ball game on Monday afternoon. It was a very quick game, and that foul is going to be picked up inside by Oscar Cortez. It'll be his first, team's first. Inbounds pass now under the bucket from Worsig is knocked out of bounds. So he will try it again. So Garrett on that far boundary will lob it in. Throws it out top of the circle for Dole. Dole had 5 steals in that ball game Monday. Dole now inside, good look into Taylor, missed the shot. Carbolo, though, gets it back and gets the stick back. So a nice job there by Rafe inside, and Rafe will get Lakeland on the board here 2-0, his first points of the night. And now a steal by Carbolo at the other end. Takes it right away from Cortez. He'll take it length of the floor and is going to draw the foul. And it looks like this foul going to be on the floor. As a great anticipation there, Rafe just stepping right in front of the pass, and they're going to get that foul inside on Justin Register, his first, team second. Lentz will throw it into Dole. He'll fire the three up top, missed. Taylor, though, claims the rebound and then trying to throw it back inside for Carbolo. It's going to be deflected out again by the Pirates. Zane Whitworth on the deflection there. So Lakeland will throw it in under their own bucket on top here, 2-0 in the early going. 7:08 to go in the first. Worsig into Dole, right corner for Lentz, back to Landon Dole. As the dribble up top, Max Creek in the man-to-man. Now right corner goes to Lentz, good skip, left side to Worsig for a triple, missed it back of the rim, rebound Taylor, and he will miss the putback attempt but draw the foul. And that is what Ryan Taylor has done all season long for this Lakeland team. He has been a rebounding machine. He had 8 boards, 17 points in the ball game on Monday. And the first free throw for Ryan is never been net. And it's now a 3-0 advantage for the Vikings here. As that foul called inside under the bucket on Lane. Second free throw, no good there for Taylor. And a rebound taken down by Wentworth. So Wentworth will set it up for the Pirates. And he'll work it left corner. Cortez, now back to Wentworth, top of the key. Wentworth can't shoot it. Now Cortez on the left side of the circle. Flips it, head of the key for Justin Register. Right side to Wentworth. As I just said, he's the man. He knocks down the triple, and he is their go-to scorer. He'll tie it at 3 apiece. 6:29 to go here in the first. Throw it back the other way for Lakeland. Going to throw it head of the key for Lentz. Now right corner. It goes to Dole. Dole up top. Lentz going to take a triple. Dead away look. Missed it. Rebound, though, to Taylor. He missed. Got it back a second time and then has it stripped away on the way up for the shot. Wentworth, good job there, knocking it away from Taylor on the way up for the shot, and is actually able to knock that off of Taylor. So it's going to be Max Creek basketball. 6:12 to go in the first, all tied at three. And the three-point shooting of this Max Creek team, that is definitely going to be, I think, a concern tonight for Coach Collins, because if you can shoot the three ball well, it can keep you in games. As here's Wentworth inside looking for Register at the other end, and Register unable to hang on to it out of bounds. So that'll be just the second turnover of the ball game here on the Pirates, with 5:58 to play in the first here in this semifinal round game. It is win or go home, all tied up at three apiece. As Dole will set it up for Lakeland, goes right corner for Worsig. He misses the three, missed it short. So Lakeland, a little bit of a rough start here from three-point range. They're now 1 of 4, and Wentworth has the rebound for the Pirates. He'll set it up left side to Cortez. Cortez, bounce pass up top Wentworth. He'll slide it right side of the key to Register. Now he'll take the three in the right corner, missed it. Rebound tipped inside, picked up by Hunter Lane. He'll kick it back out left wing for three to Cortez, but he missed it. Rebound to Dole, grabs it at midcourt. Now he's off to the races to the other end, but missed the layup. Put it up too strong off the glass, and a nice rebound in there by Hunter Lane for the Pirates. So we are still tied at three. Both teams right now ice cold shooting the basketball, as Wentworth will go right side of the circle to Cortez. Picked up out there by Carbolo. Now back to Cortez. Wentworth to Cortez on the right side. Lakeland in the man-to-man. Now in the lane, turnaround shot is partially blocked. Good play there by Worsig to get the block. And Dole will come out of the pack with it for the Vikings, trying to break this three-all tie. 4:48 to go in the first. Dole right side, Worsig in the corner. Going to lob it to the high post to Taylor. Looking back door, nothing there. Now right corner, Worsig for three, and he got it. Nothing but net. Garrett Worsig, big three-point shooting ball game, of course, on Monday afternoon, and breaks it. Now with that three to break the tie at 6-3. Now in the lane, Register, tough shot off the feed from Lane, missed it. Wild shot. Rebound to Worsig. He'll find Dole. Layup at the other end is good. So Landon Dole getting out in the open floor and running. That is what he does best. Dole with two, and it's now an 8-3 Lakeland lead. 4:12 to go in the first. Wentworth left side of the key. Cortez going to skip it back to Wentworth for three, right side. Open look, but missed it short. You just can't give him that much space. And now Taylor got the rebound, but he's going to be called for the travel. So Taylor had position there on the board and took footsteps, and he's not happy with the call. Talking to the official about it, but it's going to be Max Creek ball here. 4:02 to go in the first. Register gets it into Cortez. Little shot fake. Going to go baseline with it and puts it up and in. Nice move there by Oscar Cortez along the baseline, and that'll make it an 8-5. Lakeland advantage. 3:49 to go in the first. Here's Dole, right corner for Lentz. And this is a Max Creek team that can score the ball, and they can go up and down with you. Now Lentz going to throw it out of bounds, trying to go underneath for Carbolo, and a bad pass, so that'll be turnover number two in the ball game here on the Vikings. Still an 8-5 Lakeland lead. Wentworth going to get it across the timeline with the pass to Cortez. Right side over to Register. A little crossover move, and he traveled, no doubt about it. Slid the pivot foot there as he crossed to his left, trying to get to the top of the key with the dribble. And that'll be turnover number four on the Pirates. Give it back over to the Vikings. 3:30 to go here in our opening quarter. This is semifinal boys action here from Class 1 District 7. The winner of this game will meet the winner of Wablo and Halfway. That ball game comes up later tonight. Now here's a steal. Lane gets the steal in the lane, gets it to Wentworth. He'll take it coast to coast to the other end and lays it up and in. So that was a beautiful play by Lane to get the steal and finds Wentworth. And now we're down to a one-point ball game. 8-7 the Lakeland lead. 3 minutes to go here in the first. Worsig the other way with it. Right side Lynch tried to find Taylor inside, and it's going to be stolen away by Cortez. Cortez to Wentworth. He's got it right side of the circle. Drives the lane with it. Going to kick it out left corner, three on the way, no good by Cole Register, and the rebound's going to be taken down by Taylor. Taylor to Dole. Dole, nice move in the paint, and is going to flip it out right corner there to Worsig. Now into Carbolo. He'll put it up and in off the glass. That was a nice save there by Garrett Worsig in the lane, and was able to get it back inside to Rafe. So Rafe now with four, and it's a 10-7 Lakeland lead. 2:27 to go in the first. Here's Register, right side of the key, gets the pass over to Bowman. He missed the shot. Wentworth then misses the putback in the lane. And now Wentworth, he gets up gimpy there. kind of put pressure on that right leg that he is shaking up. So Worsley gets the other end, finds Lentz for three, and he got it. Nothing but net. So Chris Lentz from downtown, his first points of the night, and it'll lead to a Max Creek timeout. So Lakeland, after a cold spell there, knocking down a couple big shots. Lentz with the three, and then a nice shot in the lane by Carbolo, and they lead this one 13-7. 2:07 to go here in the first. We'll pause for our first timeout of the night back in 30 seconds right after this here on 104.9 The Eagle.
We love our policyholders, and to show you how much we love you, stop by your local Henry County Mutual Insurance office to enter for a chance to win $100 off your annual premium. Each entry will receive a small gift and be entered in the drawing for $100 off. Promotion will run through the month of February, with the winner to be drawn March 1st. Follow us on Facebook and check us out at henrycountymutual.net. Protecting you and your family since 1891.
Welcome back here to Lutland High School. Just out of the timeout, Vikings get the steal. Wilkins with the steal, gets it to go right under the bucket. He missed it, gets it back again, and missed the follow. But then Wilkins gets another rebound. Wilkins just checked into the ball game, and now we get a foul called in the corner there, and it looks like they're going to get Zane Wentworth with the push. So that's going to be his first team foul, number four, here on the Pirates. With a minute 52 to go in the first quarter, Wilkins going to get it inbounds to Carbolo, right back to Wilkins, left wing, missed the three, and then Bowman able to get the rebound for Max Creek. Finds Wentworth, up the floor they go, Wentworth to register inside the lane, and he'll lay it up and in. Nice move in the paint there from Hunter Lane, the 6'4 sophomore center, trailing down the middle of the lane there, and they found him with a nice entry pass. So Lane will be going to the line, looking for the three-point play, and we'll see who they get the foul on there. Looks like they gave it to Lentz. So that's going to be his first. Team foul number two, and the free throw no good there by Lane. So unable to get the three-point play. And the rebound to Dole. Dole to Lentz in the corner, and he'll knock one down again from three in the right corner. Back-to-back threes for Lentz, and it's 16-9 Vikings. Now Wentworth throws it away. Forced the pass. It's stolen in the front court by Carbolo. He'll take it the other way. Missed, but right there to clean it up is Dole. So Lakeland starting to flex their muscle a little bit here defensively. They lead it 18-9. Now Bowman going to beat the pressures. Coach Collins went to the 2-2-1 there. Bowman outside for register. Now to Wentworth. Left wing Cortez. Little shot fake on the three. Back to Wentworth for three. Right side missed short. Rebound tipped up in the air. Lane had it. Lost it. Gets it back again and then lost it a second time. And good job there by Hughes in there in the lane. A lot of traffic. And Wentworth, or Lane rather, unable to hang on. And Hughes with the steal. He'll set it up for Dole. Now right corner to Lentz. Going to kick it out top for Wilkins. Left side, Dole for three, and he got it. So Lakeland all of a sudden on fire from three-point range. That's their third straight three. And it's 21-9, largest lead of the game for the Vikings. Now the other way, Wentworth in the lane, missing. From 15, rebound Wilkins. So Max Creek, they're forcing it right now and playing a little out of control. Wilkins, right side, Carbolo, good dish into Dole. Up and under move on the layup is good. Heck of a move by Dole in the lane. And Lakeland, this was a one-point game just about 3 minutes ago. It's now 23-9 as we come to the end of the first quarter, down to 9 seconds. Wentworth to Bowman, right corner for Lane, missed the three. Rebound loose in the lane, picked up by Bowman, down to two, to Wentworth, three on the way. Good if it goes, but it's wide right. And that'll take us to the end of the first quarter and a huge run to end the first quarter for the Vikings as they knock down three consecutive three balls, two by Lentz, one by Worsig, and they lead this one 23-9 with a trip to the district title on the line over Max Creek. We'll go ahead and send it back for 60 back after this here on the Eagle.
We're talking with Andy Engelhardt of Hawthorne Bank about the value of working with a local realtor when you're buying a home.
It's great to have them involved. I'm pretty good with numbers, but as far as finding the right place to buy, that's where they come into play. In today's market, big word right now in home lending is pre-approval. They want to see that pre-qualification letter in hand when they submit their first offer to the sellers because everybody's time is involved, and we want to make sure that deal can go as quick as it can.
Whoever is involved in realty around here, they know that they they can come to Hawthorne and work with you guys so we can keep the economy going strong.
You bet. We work real hard on that, especially if it's one that's a little bit more challenging. We can have the expert advice here that we have at Hawthorne because we've been there, and it takes everybody involved, realtors, insurance agents, home loan experts, to be all on the same playing field. And the better we do together, the easier it'll be to make that home buying process enjoyable.
Well, it's always a pleasure talking with Andy, member FDIC and equal housing lender, Hawthorne Bank.
Welcome back here to Wheatland High School as we start the second quarter in our boys' semifinal. Top-seeded Lakeland leading this one 23-9 over Max Creek. Big run there, 7-2 run to end the first for Lakeland. Also forced three turnovers. So Max Creek trying to regroup here and find a way to get back in this game. Wentworth will go left side for Cortez. They lob it into Lane, right under the bucket, and he'll score it. Nice move there by Hunter Lane. He's got four, the 6'4 center for this Max Creek team. That'll make it 23-11 Lakeland. Now Doyle at the other end to Wilkins, right corner. Back to Doyle. Lakeland's had very good ball movement tonight. Now to Lentz, right corner. Back to Wilkins, trying to drive the baseline. Cut off by Cortez. Still trapped in the corner. Now gets rid of it inside to Carmelo. He'll find Lentz cutting to the bucket, and Lentz will score. Lentz now with 10 in the ballgame, and it's 25-11. And now Lentz almost gets a steal at the other end of the floor as he knocked it out of bounds. But Lakeland right now very active in the passing lanes. They forced 7 turnovers in the ballgame, 4 of them right at the end of that first quarter. But off the inbounds, Bowman able to find Wentworth, and he'll knock one down on the jumper from 15. So Wentworth now with 6, and it's 25-13 Vikings. Go into Carbolo, middle of the paint, little up and under move. Nice move there by Rafe in the paint, and he'll score it. So right now, Lakeland, they are scoring at will, and now they get a steal in the backcourt off the press. Carbolo with the steal, but he missed the layup. Left it too strong. Wentworth gets the board. Wentworth now, nice move in the lane, a little crossover, but missed the layup. And the rebound brought down by Hughes. He'll get it to Doyle. Well, up and down game right now. Doyle for Carbolo in the corner. Rafe going to put it on the floor. Kicks it out for the freshman, Wilkins, who's played a lot of minutes this year. Now out to Doyle, right corner to Lentz for 3. He's feeling it, but missed that one. Rebound brought down inside by Bowman. And Bowman will clear it out for Wentworth. 27-13, Lakeland on top, 6:14 to go in the half. Wentworth will set it up here against the defense in the half court. Out of Cortez, left corner for Bowman. Along the baseline, he's going to drive it. Tough shot at the rim, missed. Rebound, tipped inside, picked up by Lentz. Boy, Lakeland did a great job there packing the defense in. And now Lentz for Doyle. Doyle, a little bit out of control in the lane, lost it in the paint. Picked up by Wentworth. But that's just the 6th turnover for Lakeland here in this first half. Cortez with it left side now. Max Creek just trying to slow things down. The tempo of this game is being controlled right now by Lakeland. And now we get a travel. That's not going to help matters for Max Creek. Register called for the walk on the right side. So that's going to be turnover number 9 now for the Pirates. They are led by head coach Brett Case. And again, they pulled off the upset in round 1 Monday night. They defeated the host Wheatland Mules in a really close ball game. And they find themselves trying to pull another upset here in round 2 to get to the championship. Wilkins left corner for Hughes. Now Lakeland just trying to set it up in the half court, and a bad pass by Hughes in the paint, and it's stolen by Wentworth. Wentworth will bring it the other way, drives into the lane, puts it up off the dribble, but he missed. Left it short, so the open looks just not falling right now for Max Creek. Rebound to Taylor. He'll get it to Landon Doyle, right corner for Hughes. Out of Doyle. Doyle going to survey the defense. Well, 3-2 zone looks like here for Max Creek. Hughes out of Worsig, right corner. Outside it goes for Wilkins. Good ball movement. Wilkins will rotate it back to Worsig on the right wing. Out of Hughes, and Hughes with the travel. Tried the little jab step move at the top of the key, but good call by the official sliding the pivot foot. So it'll be Max Creek basketball here with 4:52 to go in the first half. Lakeland on top, 27-13 after that big run to end the first quarter. Wentworth for Cortez, high post lane, trying to go back door to Bowman, and it's stolen away. Lentz right there defensively gets the steal and then tried to find Wilkins. And was that pass tipped, or are they going to say it was out of bounds there? Oh, it's going to be off of Wilkins, so it'll be Max Creek ball. But Lentz read that high-low look as Lane tried to throw it from the high post underneath, and Lentz just stole it, but Max Creek able to get it back. Wentworth, nice pass underneath. Bowman puts it up and in. It's a nice shot there, and a great pass from Wentworth. That's his second assist of the ball game, and it'll be a 27-15 advantage now for Lakeland. 4:23 to go in the first. Dole right side for Wersig. Now to Wilkins. Right corner for Dole. Back outside Wersig. He'll catch and fire the three straight away, and he nails it. Nothing but net. First three of the night for Wersig. That's the fifth three of the game for Lakeland. They lead it 30-15. Now a nice floater in the lane by Whitworth, and he'll score. So Whitworth with 10 of the 17 for Max Creek, and the lead is 30-17. Here's Dole in the corner. Wersig, good feed into Taylor. Missed the turnaround. Wilkins, though, able to get the rebound. Flips it back out to Taylor. Now to Dole. He'll leave it in the corner for Wilkins. Cortez all over him. Wilkins gets rid of it. Good bounce pass into Taylor. He misses the shot but draws the foul. Great job by Wilkins. Wasn't rattled by the pressure. He was kind of trapped there initially in the corner, but good choice of the bounce pass there. And got it into Taylor, the big postman, and he'll go to the line. First of two is good. Taylor now with four in the ball game, and it's a 31-17 Lakeland lead. Foul called inside on Bowman. Be his first team foul, number five, on the Pirates. One more coming up here for Taylor. Eyes a rim. That one no good. A little bit too strong. Rebound taken down by Justin Register for Max Creek. He'll get it to Cortez. Cortez, nice dribble drive, attacking the basket there, and is able to draw the foul. So that's a rare time where Max Creek was able to get the ball up the floor and caught Lakeland napping a little bit defensively. So Cortez will go to the line. And the first free throw for Cortez is good. I'll give him four. Cuts it to 31-18. Foul was on Rafe Carbolo, his first team foul, number three. Second free throw is good for Cortez to make it 31-19. So Dole will set it up, and Lakeland trying to keep this a double-digit lead with 3:27 to go before the half. Dole with the basketball up top. Going to rotate it right side for Lentz. Head of the key, Wersig, good high post speed. Carbolo, nice high-low. Carbolo's in to Taylor, and he'll score it. Great pass from Rafe on the assist, and Taylor makes it 33-19 Lakeland. And now Register at the other end. Good find. Got it into lane, but he missed the shot in the lane. Rebound to Wersig. He'll find Carbolo at the other end. Rafe's going to take it all the way to the bucket, puts it up, but he missed. Boy, that one did everything but go in. It hung on the rim and then bounced out. Max Creek able to get the rebound. Here's a nice dribble drive. Wentworth got that rebound and then just takes it the length of the floor and scores it. Boy, Wentworth had a good first half. He's got 12, and it's 33-21. Now Dole to Carbolo, right corner. Back to Landon, left side. Going to take it to the top of the key. Kicks it out right side for Wersig. Back to Landon, right side. Now he'll drive it to the bucket. Tried to fire it in to Carbolo. Tried to get a little bit too cute with that pass. It's stolen by Bowman. He'll find Register, and Register will lay it up and in. And just like that, Max Creek on a little run. That cuts it to 33-23. Coming down to the end of this first half, 2:15 to go. Wersig right side, Taylor. Back to Lentz outside on the kick. Right corner, Dole for three. Missed it. Rebound up in the air. Picked up by Bowman. That was a good kick out. Good look from three, but it just didn't fall for Landon Dole. And now Wentworth will set it up in the half court for Max Creek. They are trying to fight their way back in this one. Wentworth left side, Cortez. Left corner, Bowman. Going to kick it out top for Register. Out of Whitworth, that's his spot, fakes the three there, drives into the lane, and then throws it out of bounds. Tried to get it into Bowman, and a bad pass. The turnover number 11 on Max Creek here in this first half. But it has been a very fast-paced game, not a lot of fouls, just five team fouls on Max Creek right now, only three on Lakeland. Dole will kick it right corner, Wersig for three, they back off of him, he knocks it down, they just give him the shot. And you just cannot let Garrett Wersig have that much time to load up and fire the three. He hit four on Monday. That's his second tonight. And it's 36-23. Seven threes for Lakeland in the first half. As Cortez gets it into Lane, he'll score it and draws the foul. So a three-point play coming up for the big 6'4 post for the Pirates, Hunter Lane. And that was a much-needed bucket there for them. So that'll cut it to 36-25. We'll see who they get that foul on. Looks like they're going to give it to Taylor. So that's his first team foul, number four. Free throw is no good from Lane. Rebound to Dole. Dole going to push, going to stop and pop from the foul line, and nails it. Landon Dole making it look easy there, a little pull-up jumper. And that'll make it 38-25, a minute to go before the half. Whitworth in the front court for Cortez. Right side trying to get it into lane, and we got a foul called. Foul coming up here on Wersig in the lane. And good call there. A little reach in as Lane had position on him. So it's going to be Max Creek ball underneath. 56 seconds to go before the half. Register going to lob it into Cortez. Left side, he'll drive it. Good dump off pass into lane, but he missed the shot. Rebound to Taylor. 50 seconds to go. Here come the Vikings up 38-25, and now Doyle gets hammered. Good call there. That should be three shots, I believe. Lane, the post player, was trailing that play there, just coming down the floor and reached in on Landon Doyle. And I'm pretty sure he was behind the three-point line. Are they going to call this on the floor? Coach Collins talking to the official. It looks like they will call it on the floor. Boy, that was close. As Lentz will throw it in to Doyle up top. 43 seconds to go here before halftime. Doyle right side for Hughes. Now ahead of the key for Doyle. 37 seconds to go. Kicks it right corner for Lentz. He'll get it into Carbolo in the post. Nice move. Goes right around Lane, and he'll score it. Beautiful move in the post by Rafe Carbolo, and that'll make it 40-25 Lakeland. 23 seconds to go here in the first half. Whitworth in the corner with it. Going to lob it out top. Register catches. Puts it up from 15. It's an air ball. Rebound brought down by Hughes. 13 seconds to go. Hughes, right corner. Carbolo, a little jab step, and then it's called for the travel. So that'll be turnover number 7 here in the first half on Lakeland. But they did a good job there, really, for most of this first half, taking care of this ball. Down to 9 seconds. Whitworth gets it in, gets it to midcourt. Up the right side, and he steps out of bounds. Good call. Just got in a little bit too big of a hurry going up the right baseline there and stepped on that blue line on the four boundary. So it's going to go back to Lakeland, a chance for the final shot here of the half. 4.8 to go. Doyle takes the inbounds at midcourt, gets to the top of the key, gets it to Lentz. He'll just put it up good if it goes, but it's no good. Missed it a little bit too strong there off the back of the rim. And that will take us to halftime here in our first boys semifinal. And it's 40-25, Lakeland on top over Max Creek here at the half. The winner will advance to the title game to be played Saturday night at 5:30, and the winner of this will play the winner of Halfway and Wablo. So we'll go ahead and send it back to the studios. We'll take a 3-minute timeout, back with a recap of the first half after this here on 104.9 The Eagle.
It's the place there's no place else like, home. It's the circle of chairs around your fire pit where all the do-you-remembers get passed around like bowls of ice cream. It's bacon and eggs in the skillet, crackling along with the laughter.
At Shelter Insurance, we don't just insure your home, we insure all the memories that live inside it. Ask your agent for details. Shelter Insurance. We're your shield. We're your shelter.
Ask Shelter Insurance agent Art Logan in Appleton City about Shelter's home insurance options.
The Montrose Savings Bank offers you several good reasons why their independent bank is your best choice. First of all, they make lending decisions right here to give you a quick response to your loan request. Plus, they work with their customers one-on-one whenever possible. And your deposits are reinvested locally, helping the entire area grow and prosper. The Montrose Savings Bank, hometown banking with your neighbors and friends at 401 Missouri Avenue in Montrose. An equal housing lender, member FDIC, and a proud supporter of Montrose Schools.
Paralyzed veterans Sean Halstead and Noah Currier.
I was Air Force from 93 to 98. I got hurt practicing combat search and rescue, fell off a fast rope, so shattered L1 vertebrae. I don't know where I'd be without paralyzed veterans. I've only seen that now.
Unite through struggle, you know, that's what the Marine Corps and service is all about. You get tight and those bonds just get stronger and stronger the more you struggle together, and the harder the hardship. And I don't know if it gets any harder than being a quadriplegic, so, you know, we instantly bond.
Paralyzed Veterans of America is a nonprofit, and it gets no federal funding.
And we provide every service free of charge to every veteran and caregiver that we support.
Paralyzed Veteran and PVA Executive Director Sherman Gillums Jr.
Every life, every success, every recovery, it's tied to the initial investment you've had in us.
To learn more, visit pva.org. A public service message from Paralyzed Veterans of America.
You're invited to a barbecue fundraiser for Boy Scout Troop 350 at the Osceola City Park Shelter House on March 17th, beginning at 10 a.m. The Scouts will be raising money for camp. On the menu, pulled pork sandwiches, cheeseburgers, and hot dogs, all with chips and a drink. Prices start at just $5. Please come help send the Scouts to camp. Again, March 17th, beginning at 10 at the Osceola City Park Shelter House. For more information or to help Boy Scout Troop 350, contact Richard Smart at 417-631-2029 or Danny Russell at 660-492-6288.
If you or a loved one is in need of skilled care, choose Truman Lake Manor. We're locally owned. Our daily rates are up to 50% less than what some of the big corporate care facilities charge, but our level of care is second to none. Residents love our outdoor courtyard, daily activities, and experienced staff that become far more than just caregivers. Truman Lake Manor, affordable living with people who care. 600 East 7th Street, Lowry City, Missouri. 417-644-2248.
It's Mr. Edwards back with you here. We are at the half of this first boys semifinal of the night. The other one will be played later on tonight against Wablo and Halfway. And, of course, the two winners will meet Saturday night at 5:30 for the boys championship game here in Class 1 District 7. Big first half offensively for the Vikings. They were able to knock down seven threes there, three in the first half from Lentz as he led the way. 15 points there for Chris. And then Worsig able to knock down at two as well. So, Carrot, he was shooting it lights out from three. He had 10 points in the first half. Taylor finished with 11 as well, and then Dole with 9. So it was a very balanced first half of basketball across the board offensively for the Vikings. They had a big run there at the end of the first. Max Creek, though, did kind of fight back a little bit in the second quarter, kind of pulled back in. He got it, I think it was 11 at one point, but it is now 40-25 here at the break. So Lakeland, the top seed in this district at 22-4, trying to get to the championship game. And, of course, due to weather, they went ahead and moved the two championship games both to Saturday night. Originally, they were going to play the boys' title game at 5:30 Friday night, and then the girls were going to play, I think, at 6 Saturday night. But the games, of course, last night were called off due to weather, and they pushed everything back a day. So the girls' semifinal will be played tomorrow here at first game, I believe, starts at 5:30. And, of course, we'll have the second game. That'll be Lakeland taking on the host, Wheatland Lady Mules. So, again, that'll be our next coverage right here on the Eagle, starting at 7 o'clock tomorrow night for the girls' semifinal as Coach Cooper's team, they were able to get a big win in their first-round ball game the other night to get to the second round. And they played a really good ball game in that one, as they actually had to move that ball game up to 3 o'clock on Tuesday afternoon due to, again, the threat of the freezing rain. So fortunately, they were able to get all of the girls' first-round games in, because there was some weather issues, of course, Tuesday night, and a lot of districts around the area, of course, have been bothered by some of this freezing rain that has been in the area. But the Lady Vikings defeated Halfway Tuesday 66-35 to reach the semifinal tomorrow night at 7. And again, they will take on Wheatland, who is 19-5. So that'll be a very tough matchup, certainly for Lakeland. And you'll have the home crowd behind Wheatland as well in that one. And of course, we'll have that one for you tomorrow night, starting just before 7 o'clock right here on the Eagle. And hopefully we'll have two championship games for you as well Saturday night. And again, if Lakeland gets to both of those, we, of course, will have coverage of it right here on the Eagle, and probably will be on KDKD, I think, on a Saturday night if we have one or both of these Lakeland teams make it. And those games will be on KDKD Saturday night, depending on how Lakeland does. We've got Mizzou, of course, here on the Eagle Saturday night, so we'll be over on 95.3 Saturday night at either 5:30 or 7 or both. So we'll have to see how this second half plays out. But right now, Lakeland in good shape, leading this one 40-25. Over Max Creek, but you've got to come out and really close out on the three ball. Really, this Max Creek team, they kind of live and die a little bit by the three. Wentworth had the hot hand for them in that first half. He finished with 15 points, so you're going to have to find a way to contain him. And the post defense in the first half has just been exceptional for Lakeland, as they've been able to take away a lane and register down inside. So Max Creek has really had to rely on the three-point shooting. They were 4 of 9. From long range in that first half of basketball. So Coach Case's team, they are scrappy. Again, they upset Wheatland the other night, so they are a team that you don't want to take lightly in the second half, and you've got to continue to play a good, solid Lakeland basketball like the kids have played all season long. But again, 40 points, that is a very, very good offensive first half for Coach Collins' Lakeland team as they lead it 40-25. We'll go ahead and put it back to the studios here. We'll take a three-minute break, then we'll come back, get you set for the second half right after this from Wheatland here on the Eagle.
We are Missouri Farm Bureau Insurance, and we're for the people of Missouri. We're for kayakers, car dealers, grocery baggers, and mail carriers. We're for teachers, preachers, students, and singers. Armed service members, you bet we're for you. We're for people who shake your hand and say hello, not because they know you, but because they don't. We're for brewmasters, stockbrokers, beauty queens, and truck drivers. And don't worry, we're still for farmers too. Whatever you do, if you're a Missourian, we're for you.
I'm Mario Piccoli, your Missouri Farm Bureau insurance agent. And if you're in St. Clair County, I've got you covered.
We're talking with Andy Engelhardt of Hawthorne Bank about the value of working with a local realtor when you're buying a home.
It's great to have them involved. I'm pretty good with numbers, but as far as finding the right place to buy, that's where they come into play. In today's market, big word right now in home lending is pre-approval. They want to see that pre-qualification letter in hand when they submit their first offer to the sellers, because everybody's time is involved, and we want to make sure that deal can go as quick as it can.
Whoever is involved in realty around here, they know that they can come to Hawthorne and work with you guys so we can keep the economy going strong.
You bet. We work real hard on that, especially if it's one that's a little bit more challenging. We can have the expert advice here that we have at Hawthorne because we've been there, and it takes everybody involved, realtors, insurance agents, home loan experts, to be all on the same playing field. And the better we do together, the easier it'll be to make that home buying process enjoyable.
Well, it's always a pleasure talking with Andy, member FDIC and equal housing lender, Hawthorne Bank.
The following is made possible by Dad.
Why was the basketball court all wet? Because the players kept dribbling all over it.
The dad joke. Corny, groan-worthy, but also one of the simplest ways to share a moment with your kids.
Why do you have to be careful when it's raining cats and dogs? Because you might step in a poodle.
And kids that spend more time with their dads grow up to be smarter, more successful.
Can I tell you a cat joke? Just kidding.
And with any luck, funnier adults.
Why didn't the skeleton go to the dance? Because he didn't have any body to go with.
Dad jokes rule. So take a moment to make a moment and give your kid a laugh. It's as easy as going to fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
That's really funny.
We all make promises, big and small.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America.
I do solemnly swear
to help you when you're in need.
To be considerate and caring. To be your loving, faithful friend.
Partner.
Child.
Parent.
Neighbor.
One of our most important commitments is to support our nation's veterans. Learn how you can help a veteran going through a difficult time by visiting MakeTheConnection.net.
And welcome back here to Wheatland High School. Spencer Edwards back with you here alongside our studio producer, Eric Waymeyer, at the studios in Clinton tonight here on this rainy, cold night. But fortunately, of course, we're inside here, but I'm hoping the temperatures are still above freezing right now. It was 38 degrees, I think, when I came in the gym tonight. So I have some rain, but hopefully it's not going to turn into that freezing rain that, of course, forced these games to be postponed last night, moved everything back. And so the two girls semifinals will be tomorrow night. We'll have that one, of course, at 7 for you as Lakeland taking on the host, Wheatland Lady Mules. And then the other girls semifinal will feature top-seeded Hermitage. They will be taking on Max Creek in the other girls semifinal tomorrow night at 5:30. So that'll be the first game. Hermitage destroyed Climax Springs in their first-round game on the girls' side of the bracket, 66-24. Was the final score in that one. And then Max Creek, the Lady Pirates, won their first-round ball game Tuesday night over Wablo, 56-47. And my studio producer, Eric Waymeyer, just tells me that it's 37 degrees in Clinton. So I'd say probably about that here. So we're still in good shape as of right now, but hopefully those temperatures stay put as we move through the night here. So we are ready to start the second half. And it's 40-27. So Lakeland with a solid lead, but you've just got to keep the foot on the pedal here in the second half. And try to get the W and get to Saturday night's title game. So Lakeland will have the ball here to start the second. Worsig will set it up in the half court. Goes left corner to Lentz, and he'll knock it down. So Chris Lentz picking up right where he left off in that first half. He's got 17 points on the night, and it's 42-25 Lakeland. Cortez the other way now for Max Krieg, and bounce it into the corner to Bowman. He'll find Lane, falls down, able to maintain the handle on it, though. Gets it out to Bowman, and Bowman now up top for Cortez. Takes it to the left side of the lane. He'll go right side Wentworth. Wentworth with it, going to throw it underneath. Good look into Lane, and he'll put it up and in off the glass. Tough shot for Hunter Lane in the paint. He's got seven, and that'll cut it to 42-27. So does Max Krieg have a big run in him here in his second half? 7 minutes to go in the third. Doyle right corner for Worsig, going to try to lob it underneath for Taylor, and it's going to be stolen away. Nice job there by Cortez to get the steal. So that'll be turnover number 10 on the night for Lakeland. Here's Cortez to Bowman right corner. Max Krieg trying to take advantage of it, but now we got to travel up top on Zane Wentworth. 14 turnovers tonight for the Pirates, and so that is a big turnover there, because when you're down like this, if you're Max Krieg, you got to take advantage of Lakeland turnovers to try to get back into this game. So still 42-27, 6:37 to go in the third here at Wheatland High School. Doyle, good look in the half court. Got it inside to Carbolo, but he missed the turnaround shot. Rebound Bowman for Max Krieg, and he'll throw the outlet up ahead of the pack to Wentworth, and now his pass tipped up in the air and almost stolen. Register able to come down with it. Register will work it back outside for Zane Wentworth. He'll bounce it to Register on the right wing against the man-to-man pressure. Now right corner for Bowman, looking inside, gets it into Lane. He'll put it up and draws the foul. So a nice move there by Hunter Lane down inside. There's 6 points for him in the first half, so he was not really a factor, but he'll go to the line here to shoot a pair. And the first free throw is good for Lane. Give him seven. And I'm not sure who they got that foul on. They had 40 up on the scoreboard, but Lakeland doesn't have a 40 out there. But it looks like they gave it to Lentz. So that was his second. And the rebound brought down by Worsig as Lane misses that second free throw. So it's 42-28, Vikings on top. Six to go here in the third. Good look inside. Bill brings it up the floor, fires it into Carbolo, and he'll score it to make it 44-28. So the Lakeland offense just unstoppable here tonight. And Max Krieg defensively has given up a lot of shots as Wentworth at the other side goes to Cortez. He'll drive it along the baseline, gets under the bucket, kicks it out to Wentworth for three, and he got it. Nothing but net. Wentworth, that's his third three of the ball game as he is their leading scorer at 16 points tonight. So that'll make it 44-31. Now, Dylan Lentz, he'll settle for a three. That was just a quick shot, not the shot that Coach Collins wanted there, and he missed it short. Didn't have enough legs on it. Rebound brought down by Wentworth. He'll find Cortez right side. Cortez going to penetrate into the lane and is going to lose the handle on the dribble. So it goes out of bounds. Turnover number 15 on the night for the Pirates there. And that is not going to help their cause trying to get back into this game with 5:11 to go in the third. Doyle will set it up in the front court for Lakeland. Goes left side for Lentz. Back to Doyle up top. Right side of the key for Worsig. Now to Doyle. Works to the right side with the dribble, finds Garrett. He'll pop the three. High arcing shot, missed it. A little bit too strong. Rebound to Register inside for the Pirates, and he'll bring it the other way. 4:49 to go in the third. Wentworth, head of the key, throws it right wing for Cortez. Cortez out to Register. Right corner, Wentworth for a triple, and he got another one. So Zane Wentworth, you cannot let him heat up. He's got 18, and it's 44-34. So just like that, Max Krieg, they are creeping back in. Doyle now into Taylor. Good find. Got the pass into Carbolo. He'll score it, and he's fouled. That was a great pass by Garrett Worsig, able to set up Rafe Carbolo right under the bucket. And he drew the contact and got the two, so he'll go to the line looking for the three-point play. Big answer there for the Vikings, as that'll make it 46-34. There's still a lot of time to go. 4:24 to go in this third quarter. Free throw for Rafe is good, so he gets the three-point play. He's got 15 tonight to go along with four steals and two assists. And now in the backcourt, Wentworth trying to get it over to Lentz, and it's knocked right into the bleacher section, which is really close to the floor here, not a lot of space behind the basket or on the side boundaries here at Wheatland. So it's deflected out. Max Creek will keep it. Wentworth gets it into Bowman underneath, drives to the bucket but missed the shot. Left it short. Rebound to Orsic. He'll get it to Dole. Dole going to drive it inside, and his pass is going to be knocked out of bounds there. Tipped out by Bowman. He almost had the steal. Lakeland will maintain possession. Justin Register, the 6'2 senior, back into the ballgame now for the Pirates, led by head coach Brett Case. He'll come in for Cortez. Underneath, Worsig throws it in to Carbolo. He missed, but Worsig right there to get the putback. Garrett having another big ball game. He's got 12. 49-34, the Lakeland lead, 3:50 to go. So just when it looked like Max Creek was making a run, Lakeland answering here. Now a three in the corner by Lane, no good. Off the feed by Wentworth. Quick shot there. Rebound Taylor. Taylor to Dole in the lane, flips it up, missed. Carbolo had the rebound and then had it stripped away from him by Cole Register. And he'll get it to Wentworth. Wentworth right side over to Justin Register. Back up top, Wentworth for three, and he sticks another one. Five threes in the ball game for Zane Wentworth, and it's 49-37, so he is single-handedly keeping them in this game. 3:18 to go in the third. Worsig for Dole. Up top against the man-to-man. Back to Worsig, left corner for three. Got it. Nothing but net. Worsig says, I can do that too. That's his third three, where the threes are flying here tonight. That's seven now for Lakeland. Max Creek has hit five as Lane beats the pressure up the floor, finds a wide-open Register under the bucket, but he missed the layup. Rebound to Dale. He'll take it all the way to the other end and score it. So Max Creek misses the open look, and then they don't get back on defense, and Dole makes them pay, and it's a 54-37 Lakeland lead. 2:40 to go in the third. Wentworth is going to drive it now at the other end. Gets into the lane, tried to find Lane under the bucket, and it's knocked away from him out of bounds. So if you can take away the three from Wentworth, you feel like you'll take your chances inside because Wentworth is just lighting it up right now for Max Creek. Pirates will keep it. They'll throw it in underneath. Taylor will check out for Lakeland to get a breather. Register going to find Bowman in the corner left side. He misses the three. Rebound Dole. He'll bring it the other way. Stops and pops from 15. Missed it. Rebound Wentworth. Wentworth going to push here. 2:20 to go in the third. Wentworth will take it into the corner, working against Carbolo, and they're going to call the blocking foul along the baseline on Rafe. So that'll stop the clock with 2:17 to go in the third. Foul will be on the floor. Second team foul on the Vikings here in the third. It'll be the second on Carbolo. And Max Creek will throw it in under their own bucket. Register trying to throw it inbounds, looking for Bowman, and we got a hold right under the bucket there as the bounce pass came inbounds, and looks like they got Hughes for that one, so that'll be Hughes' first. And again, Register will throw it in under the bucket, gets it into lane. He'll drive it, miss the shot in the lane. It's tipped out, though, to Register. He'll go up top to Wentworth. Right side back to Register. He'll take the three and buries it. So someone other than Wentworth able to knock down a three there, and it's going to force a timeout here for Max Creek. So that triple cuts the lead to 14. 2:07 to go in the third. Max Creek still hanging around. So we'll have a full timeout here. We'll go ahead and step aside for 60. Back after this here on the Eagle.
We love our policyholders. And to show you how much we love you, stop by your local Henry County Mutual Insurance office to enter for a chance to win $100 off your annual premium. Each entry will receive a small gift and be entered in the drawing for $100 off. Promotion will run through the month of February, with the winner to be drawn March 1st. Follow us on Facebook and check us out at henrycountymutual.net, protecting you and your family since 1891.
The Montrose Savings Bank offers you several good reasons why their independent bank is your best choice. First of all, they make lending decisions right here to give you a quick response to your loan request. Plus, they work with their customers one-on-one whenever possible. And your deposits are reinvested locally, helping the entire area grow and prosper. The Montrose Savings Bank, hometown banking with your neighbors and friends at 401 Missouri Avenue in Montrose. An equal housing lender, member FDIC, and a proud supporter of Montrose Schools.
Welcome back here to Wheatland High School. 2:07 to go here in the third quarter. Top-seeded Vikings trying to get to the championship game here in Class 1 District 7, leading this one by 14 with still a decent amount of time left Max Creek staying in it with the threes as of right now. So Dole will set it up out of the timeout for Lakeland. They'll go into the corner to Wilkins. He's got it right side. Now to Worsig. Little fake on the three. Little head fake there. Now back to Dole. He'll attack down the lane. Flips it up and in. And Max Creek, they just do not have an answer defensively. And that, I think, is what's going to make it hard for them to get back in the game. You can't really trade buckets at this point. Down 16 now. Register the other way. He'll get it to lane. He'll drive it to the bucket. Has it blocked by Worsig. Great play there defensively. Now Carbolo comes out of the pack with it, and now he loses it at the other end. Stolen by Register. He'll find Lane, and Lane will lay it up and in at the other side. So Carbolo, after he got that steal, just a little bit too out of control at the other end, and Max Creek, a much-needed bucket there. That'll make it 56-42, coming up on a minute left here in the third. Wilkins left side with it for Lakeland. Max Creek has played a little bit of zone tonight, but not much. Under a minute left now. Worsig in the corner with it. Going to skip it out left wing for Wilkins. Lobs it inside to Hughes. Now back out for Dole. 50 seconds to go here in the third. Dole with the basketball out near midcourt down to 46. Going to lob it high post. Worsig back to the bucket. Up top, Carbolo. One dribble. Kicks it left corner. Wilkins for three. Open look. Missed. Rebound Hughes. Back up. Got it. Nice follow by James Hughes. That's his first bucket of the game, and it's 58-42. And now we get a block in the backcourt coming up here on, I believe, Carbolo. So that's going to stop the clock with 29.3 left here in the third. So Rafe is going to check out. I believe that's his third, and it is. So that's the fourth team foul as well on the Vikings. So a big third foul there on Rafe. 28 seconds to go. Carbolo with 14 points tonight. Wentworth will take the inbounds. He'll go right side register back to Wentworth with 20. Right side or left side of the key register. Going to skip it across for the other register. Cole back to Wentworth for three, and he got another one. Top of the key. That's his sixth three of the game. And it's 58-45, 7 seconds to go in the third. Now Doyle turns it over. Tried to get it into Hughes, stolen by Bowman. He'll get it to Wentworth, puts it up from half court, and it almost went in as he tried to bank it in from mid court, where Wentworth having an unbelievable ball game, 20 points for him off the six threes. So we go to the fourth, and it's 58-45, but Lakeland just cannot quite put this one away, so it's going to be an interesting final 8 minutes here. We'll go ahead and send it back for a 60-second timeout, back with the start of the fourth after this. You're on the Eagle.
It's the place there's no place else like. Home. It's the circle of chairs around your fire pit where all the do you remembers get passed around like bowls of ice cream. It's bacon and eggs in the skillet crackling along with the laughter.
At Shelter Insurance, we don't just insure your home, we insure all the memories that live inside it. Ask your agent for details. Shelter Insurance. We're your shield. We're your shelter.
Ask Shelter Insurance agent Art Logan in Appleton City about Shelter's home insurance options.
You're invited to a barbecue fundraiser for Boy Scout Troop 350 at the Osceola City Park Shelter House on March 17th, beginning at 10 a.m. The Scouts will be raising money for camp. On the menu, pulled pork sandwiches, cheeseburgers, and hot dogs, all with chips and a drink. Prices start at just $5. Please come help send the Scouts to camp. Again, March 17th, beginning at 10 at the Osceola City Park Shelter House. For more information or to help Boy Scout Troop 350, contact Richard Smart at 417-631-2029 or Danny Russell at 660-492-6288.
School. We start the fourth quarter here in our boys' semifinal, 58-45. Lakeland on top, Max Creek with the ball, and they get the ball inside. That's a good look into lane, right under the bucket off the feed from Wentworth. So that'll make it 58-47. So Max Creek, they just have kind of been able to hang around with the three ball, and this one could be a battle here in the final eight. Dole at the other side for Worsig on the left wing up top. Carbolo, nice spin in the lane, but they call in for the travel. So Carbolo is going to have to be careful as well. He's out there with three fouls. Coach Collins putting him back out there. I mean, he's one of your best players. So at this point in the ball game, when it's win or go home, you got to have him out there. 7:27 to go in the ball game. 58-47. Largest lead of this game has been 17 tonight for Lakeland. As Register for Lane, they get it across. Lane tried to force the pass inside to Cortez. It's knocked free on the floor. And it looks like they gave the timeout there to Coach Case. That was close. Borderline travel there on Cortez as well. But they give him the timeout. So this will be a 30-second timeout. Looks like on the floor. Coach Collins not happy with that call. And I agree. It was very, very close as he has a few words with the official. We'll go ahead and keep it here. With 7:19 to go in the ball game, but you got to give Max Creek a lot of credit. They have stayed in the ball game. They've hit 9 threes tonight, 6 of them by Wentworth, who has really been a thorn in Lakeland's side here in this second half. So the winner of this game will meet the winner of Wablo and Halfway. That ball game will be played after this one. And the boys' title game will be played at 5:30 Saturday night. We'll have that one for you on KDKD if Lakeland can win this game. So Bowman will throw it in the front court out of the timeout. Gets it to Wentworth. Wide open three, but he missed. But he gets his own rebound. And then a foul is called. Well, you cannot leave Wentworth that wide open, especially right off the inbounds look. But fortunately for Lakeland, he missed. But the ball was tipped out of bounds there by Wersick, so it's going to stick with the Pirates. 7:14 to go in the game. Lakeland on top, 58-47. But Max Creek hanging in, register into Bowman, who found Lane in the low post. He lost it, picked up by Dole, and then a foul is called as Dole was trying to beat everybody down the floor, and they fouled him at midcourt. So that actually was probably not a bad foul on Max Creek, as the foul on the floor will just be their second team foul. That's the third personal there on Cortez. So it'll be Lakeland ball. Coming up on 7 minutes to go in the ballgame. Dole top of the key to Wersick, left side with it. Beyond three. Now ahead of the key for Lentz. Lentz, a little crossover move. Lentz with 18 tonight. Hands it to Carbelo. Now to Dole, a little weave. Now he tries to drive it in there. Nothing there. Gets it into Carbelo on the block. Nice little pump fake, but missed the shot. He got hit a little bit there as well. So a little contact, no call. Rebound to Wentworth. Wentworth the other way for Max Creek. Right side for Cortez for three. He missed it. Rebound to Dole. That would have been a big three there had it gone in for Cortez. But he missed it a little bit too strong. And then a nice board by Dole. Big defensive rebound there for Lakeland. And then Dole was fouled in the backcourt. And I think they're going to get that foul on Cortez. So that was a little bit of a frustration foul there after he missed that three. So that's his third, team foul number three. 6:30 to go in the game. Lakeland hanging on to a 58-47 lead. Dole is going to have it knocked out of bounds there by Bowman. Almost had the steal. So it's going to stick with Lakeland. They'll throw it in. Far boundary in the front court. Wersig to throw it in. Going to lob it out to Dole. Catches near the foul line and drives into the lane. And then a foul is called. They're going to get a blocking foul inside. Looks like possibly on Oscar Cortez, and that may be his fourth, and it is. So that's going to send Dole to the line for some big free throws, 6:21 to go in the game. First one is good. Landon Dole with 12 points tonight, also has 3 steals and 4 assists. Trying to make it 60-47, and he does. So 2 big free throws there for Dole. Vikings lead it. 60-47 with 6:18 to go. Wentworth to Bowman. They beat the pressure. Bowman, nice pass to register, but he blows the layup right underneath the bucket. Rebound to Wersick. He'll find Carbelo at the other side, and he'll score it. So that is a big miss for Max Creek. They were late getting back defensively, and a quick swing there in Lakeland's favor. 62-47, now the advantage. And now the pressure building on Max Creek. Bowman got it in the lane, and an offensive foul on Lane. They're going to call the arm extension there as Lane extended that elbow out a little bit, and Wersick right there to take the charge. So that is a big turnover for the Pirates on the offensive foul with 5:50 to go, and now the clock definitely becomes a little bit of a factor here with Lakeland leading at 62-47. Dole into the front court, gets it into Taylor, low block left side, flips it up on the turnaround, missed. Left it too strong, rebound to register. Underneath the bucket for Max Creek. And now the possessions are big for them every trip down. They get it into Lane, low post. Turnaround shot, no good. Rebound brought down by Lentz. 5:28 to go. Lentz for Dole. Slow the pace a little bit. You can use a little clock here if you choose to. Dole, left side for Taylor. Taylor thought about the three. Now finds Lentz. Good pass to the high post. He'll drive it and score it. So Lakeland's offense taking over here. Down the stretch, it's now 64-47, coming up on 5 minutes to go in the game. Register against the press, gets it to Wentworth, he'll break the pressure, drives it down the lane, nice move, missed the shot, Rebound fought for. Dole able to snatch it and then throws it up to midcourt. Nobody was there for Lakeland. Register got it, and then he's going to draw the foul right underneath the bucket. So he'll be going to the free throw line with 4:52 to go in the ball game. And that was just unfortunate there for Dole. He got that rebound, but just tried to get rid of it. Had a defender in his face. And good play by Cole Register to get the steal. So he'll shoot two big free throws here. He knocks down the first. So that'll cut it to 64-48. But Max Creek, they're going to have to hit some threes here in the final 4:50. Second one on the way. And that one good. So that'll make it 64-49. 4:50 to go. Carbolo will bring it up the right side, gets it into the front court, goes left corner for Wilkins, up top for Dole. Dole going to fan it out top with 4:40 to go. Lobs it inside for Carbolo, and we get a travel on Rafe. Again, tried to spin in the lane there and called for the travel. Turnover number 13 tonight for the Vikings. With 4:36 to go. Register into backcourt. Lakeland going to stay in the 2-2-1. Bowman gets it across. Finds Cole Register. He'll drive it to the bucket and score it from the right side. Nice move there by Cole Register. And that'll make it 64-51. 4:20 to go. In the backcourt with it. It'll be Dole drives the lane. Tried to fire it inside to Carbolo. And it's going to be knocked away from him. So it's knocked out of bounds by Bowman. And it's going to be Lakeland ball underneath. So Lentz will throw it in with 4:15 to go. Coach Collins runs that stack set out of the inbounds. Lentz throws it in, gets it into Taylor left side. Nice spin move, gets left side of the lane with it, puts it up, missed. Rebound to Lentz. He'll put it up from 15. He couldn't get it to go. And now we get a whistle and a foul inside under the bucket. And what is this going to be? I believe it's going to be a foul on Lakeland. They get the push there, it looks like. So that'll stop the clock with 4:06 to go. And it'll send Zane Wentworth to the line. And he has just had an incredible ball game tonight. 6 threes. He's got 24 points on the night. And he's got some big free throws coming up here. So foul was called on Hughes. His second team foul, number 7. On Lakeland. Wentworth shooting a 1-1, and he got the first. One more coming up for him. So that'll give him 25, makes it 64-52. Second one on the way, and that one good as well. So 64-53, now the lead for the Vikings. So you just feel that the door may not be completely shut yet, the way Max Creek can hit the three. 4:06 to go in the game. Vikings trying to get to the championship game. They lead it 64-53. We'll pause here for 60. Back after this on the Eagle.
Henry County Mutual Insurance is always looking for ways to make our customers' experience with insurance the best it can be. We offer easy do-it-yourself claims reporting on our website, and we now have an emergency after-hours claims line. Whenever an emergency happens, we are always just a phone call away to help you through your claim. Local agents, local staff, and local response to your claims. Follow us on Facebook and check us out on the web at henrycountymutual.net. Protecting you and your family since 1891.
If you or a loved one is in need of skilled care, choose Truman Lake Manor. We're locally owned. Our daily rates are up to 50% less than what some of the big corporate care facilities charge, but our level of care is second to none. Residents love our outdoor courtyard, daily activities, and experienced staff that become far more than just caregivers. Truman Lake Manor, affordable living with people who care. 600 East 7th Street, Lowry City, Missouri. 417-644-2248.
Welcome back here to Wheatland High School, 4:06 to go here in this boys' semifinal district matchup, Class 1 District 7. It's 64-53. Top-seeded Lakeland trying to hang on to this scrappy Max Creek team. Max Creek, of course, upsetting Wheatland in their first-round game to get here. And this would be a huge upset if they could pull it off. 3:50 to go. Lakeland now looks like going to go conservative a little bit, try to use a little clock, couple dribble handoffs out near midcourt. Now we get a whistle and a foul on the right side. So Wilkins got hammered there as he was trying to fight around the screen, and a defensive foul there away from the ball on Lane of Max Creek. So that'll be his fourth. And Wilkins will throw it in the front court for Lakeland. 3:40 to go. Trying to close this one out. Lent's going to hand it off to Dole. He'll take it all the way to the bucket, but missed the shot. Left it just short. Rebound pulled down by Whitworth. Pirates with a big possession here. Whitworth pulls up, fakes. Got Wilkins in the air, but he missed the three. That would have been big. That was a good shot fake, but just didn't fall. Rebound brought down by Wilkins. Wilkins the other way for Lakeland. Got to hang on to the ball here if you're the Vikings. 3:18 to go. Wilkins for Dole. Out of Wilkins again. Looks like they're going to try to use some clock. Man pressure. Wilkins working against Register. Wilkins to Dole. Right side. Coming up on 3 minutes to go. Dole spins back to his right. He's putting on a dribbling exhibition right now. Now gets it into Carbolo. Little pump fake underneath, and he'll score it. So that's a great possession for Lakeland. They use some time, and then they get the ball inside. And it's 66-53. 2:50 to go in the ball game. Bowman in the backcourt. To Whitworth, right corner, Register. Out to Whitworth, got to have a hand in his face. Now right side for Register, right corner, left corner rather, Bowman. Good feed into Lane, puts it up, missed. Rebound brought down by Lentz. Good defense inside by Lentz, just going straight up and not picking up the foul. So they will set it up here in a half court. Clock becoming a factor now. 2:26 to go. Dole in the corner, goes right baseline with it, tried to get it into Carbolo, but it's stolen away. Good play there by Register to get the steal. He'll get it to Wentworth. Right corner, a three. No good for Lane. And then Lentz gets the rebound, and we got a jump ball. Jump ball right out of the bucket. Good job by Lentz fighting to get that defensive rebound there and forcing the tie-up. So the possession arrow is going to favor Lakeland. 2:11 to go in the game. 66-53, the Lakeland lead. Lentz looking to get it in. Got to get it full length. Lentz will get it in for Dole. Dole works to midcourt, moves to his left. Dole been a very good ball handler all year for this Lakeland team. Not a lot of turnovers. So he's got it right side, using some time. Now Coach Collins is going to take a timeout. So a minute 57 to go. Lakeland just 1:57 away from a berth in the championship game here in Class 1, District 7. Be a 30-second timeout. We'll go ahead and keep it here. And again, the winner of this one will play the winner of Halfway and Wablo. That game will be played after this one. And a big crowd on hand here at Wheatland tonight, of course, for these semifinal round games. The two girls' semifinal games will be played, of course, tomorrow night. And we'll have the Lakeland Lady Vikings in action at 7 o'clock tomorrow night here on the Eagle. And then if we have either the Lakeland girls or boys, one of them or both of them in the championship game Saturday night, we'll be back for one or both of those, and those will be on KDKD. So the Vikings will have it out of the timeout, trying to be disciplined with the ball. Lentz will throw it in here, far boundary, lobs it in to Carbolo, drives it in but missed the shot. Rebound tipped up in the air, and Register had it, then lost it, and then we get a foul call. And it looks like this foul going to be coming up here on Lakeland. So Rafe, he would have loved to have had that one back. He was open right under the bucket, and it just did not fall. But he still had a great game tonight. Lakeland has four players in double figures here tonight. So Cole registered to the line, shooting the 1-1, and he got the first. So that'll make it 66-54. Obviously, it's still a two-possession game, and that's got to be your goal right now through Max Creek. Got to find a way to get it down to a one-possession game. And the second free throw good for Register. So that'll make it 66-55. Lentz in the backcourt. Got to get it full length. Max Creek going to go with the pressure. Dole to Lentz. Still in the backcourt. Right side to Dole. Got to hurry here. Getting close. And they are going to call timeout. So Coach Collins could see it was getting close to the 10-second violation, getting it across. And wisely takes the timeout to regroup. So this will be a full timeout. A minute 44 to go in the ballgame. Lakeland trying to hang on, leading at 66-55. We'll step aside for 60 back after this here on the Eagle.
We're talking with Andy Engelhardt of Hawthorne Bank about the value of working with a local realtor when you're buying a home.
It's great to have them involved. I'm pretty good with numbers, but as far as finding the right place to buy, that's where they come into play. In today's market, big word right now in home lending is pre-approval. They want to see that pre-qualification letter in hand when they submit their first offer to the sellers, because everybody's time is involved, and we want to make sure that deal can go as quick as it can.
Whoever is involved in realty around here, they know that they can come to Hawthorne and work with you guys so we can keep the economy going strong.
You bet. We work real hard on that, especially if it's one that's a little bit more challenging. We can have the expert advice here that we have at Hawthorne because we've been there, and it takes everybody involved, realtors, insurance agents, home loan experts, to be all on the same playing field. And the better we do together, the easier it'll be to make that home buying process enjoyable.
Well, it's always a pleasure talking with Andy, member FDIC and equal housing lender, Hawthorne Bank.
Welcome back here to Wheatland. 1:44 to go here in the ball game, and a bad pass right out of the timeout. Not what Coach Collins wanted to see there. A steal by Whitworth. He'll take it now into the lane, and they call the travel. Oh, my. Big call there going against Max Creek. They called the walk on Zane Whitworth, who's had an unbelievable game tonight. 27.6 threes, but a big turnover. So Lakeland catches a break. They'll throw it in the backcourt. It's bobbled by Wersig, but he's able to get rid of it, gets it to Doyle. And now he's pinned up against the baseline, finds Taylor in the left corner, just barely got the pass to him, and now we get a foul called on Max Creek. And I think that's going to be number 5 coming up here on Hunter Lane, the 6'4 post. And it is, so his night is done with a minute 28 to go in the ball game. Lakeland trying to close this one out here at the free throw line. So Taylor to the charity stripe. He's got 13 points here tonight to go along with 7 rebounds. So another great night for him inside. And he will eye the rim. This is a 1-1, and he gets the first. So that was the 8th team foul on, or 7th, I should say, on Max Creek. And the 5th on Lane. So a big free throw there for Taylor. That makes it 67-55. Second one good as well. So 2 big ones there at the line for Taylor. 68-55, Lakeland leading. A minute 25 to go in the ball game. Whitworth to register. Max Creek going to have a 3 here quick to have any chance. Register now trying to kick it out, and it's going to be knocked out of bounds. Almost stolen there by Lentz. Well, Lakeland's been very active tonight in the passing lanes. They forced a total of 17 turnovers in the ball game. So Bowman will throw it into Whitworth. He's going to have to put one up here. Drives it into the lane. Tough shot. Puts it up. Missed. Rebound Taylor. Going to throw it to the other end to Carbelow. One-on-one. Fakes the shot, now puts it up on the second attempt and draws the foul. That was a great use of the shot fake there by Rafe. Got the defender up in the air and drew the contact. Rafe having just an outstanding freshman season for Coach Collins' team. He came in averaging about 17 a game for this Lakeland team. So he has some big free throws here, first of 2, and he got it to make it 69-55. Lakeland's had really a good night tonight at the foul line, as shooting a pretty high percentage, 8 of 13 from the line. Is the second one on the way for Rafe. That one good, gives him 17 on the night, and it's 70-55. Vikings in good shape, coming down to a minute to go. Bowman in the backcourt, gets it across. Now he'll take it all the way down the lane and scores it. Under a minute to go, we'll see if they try and foul at all here. Worsley gets it to Lentz. He crosses the timeline, finds Taylor at the high post. Now good look inside Carbelow, and he lost the handle on it out of bounds, but I think they're going to say that was deflected out. And it is going to stay with Lakeland. So 47 seconds to go. Lentz will throw it in down on the low baseline. Gets it into Carbelow, catch and shoot from about 5 feet. Missed it short. Rebound to register. With 42 seconds, finds Whitworth. He'll get into the front court, crosses to his right, takes it down the lane. Good pass inside to Bowman, and he'll score it. So Bowman with back-to-back buckets here with about 34 seconds to go. Timeout Max Creek, and that'll make it 70-59. So you got a chance here to possibly get it back to at least single digits, 11 right now. Coach Case talking it over with his team. We'll go ahead and keep it here as the Pirates will really have to decide what they want to do here. They want to foul. Obviously, you're going to have full court pressure, and really, you got to foul. I think if you want to extend this ball game, still a two-possession game, meaning you're going to have it at least twice as of right now to tie or take the lead. So Lakeland will have it. They've been pretty good against the full court pressure. They have 15 turnovers in the ball game, and Max Creek, of course, has been really pressing, and now they get a run out. Lance finds Taylor. He got behind the defense, and he'll lay it up and in. Oh, they lost track of Taylor, and Lance threw him a long pass, and he found it, and it's now 72-59, 24 seconds to go in the game. Wentworth drives in the lane. He lost it. Stolen away by Wersig. He'll get it to Carbelow, and that's going to do it. 16 seconds to go, and Max Creek saying no fouls, no fouls. And Lakeland will advance as the top seed into Saturday night's district championship as Wersig will dribble the final 3 seconds off the clock. Final buzzer sounds, and that will be the ball. Congratulations to the Lakeland Vikings as they will advance to the Class 1 District 7 Boys Championship to be played Saturday at Lakeland High School at 5:30, and we'll have, of course, the coverage of it over on KDKD Saturday evening. And a great win. Again, congratulations for Coach Collins and his team as they win it 72-59 over the Max Creek Pirates. Max Creek, to their credit, they did fight hard. They battled, but just not enough offense, and Max Creek was just not able to get enough defensive stops as well down the stretch. Lakeland had just great offense tonight to be able to put up 72 points. That is very consistent offense. They end up with 4 tonight in double figures, and they deserve every bit of it. They've had a great season now at 24-3, and they will try to win a district title Saturday night. They will play the winner of Halfway or Wablow, and that ball game will be starting here in about 14 minutes. But you just cannot say enough about the offense tonight for Coach Collins' team with those 4 and double figures. Big night for Chris Lentz. He finished with 23. Carbelow finished with 19. Dole with 15. Taylor with 14. And then Garrett Wersig also chipping in with 9. Lakeland knocking down a total of 9 threes here tonight. They were 9 of 15. So very good percentage. And they held off the hot shooting of Zane Wentworth. Wentworth, he had a great ball game for Max Creek. He finished with 25. And, of course, he also was able to knock down a total of 6 threes in the game tonight for Max Creek. Cortez hit 3 of them, but it was not enough tonight for the Pirates, as the game was really, for the most part, what you'd have to say, a shootout. I mean, both teams were running up and down the floor. A lot of points were scored tonight, really, both sides. But a 72-59 final as Lakeland gets the win to go to 24-2 and advance to the championship ball game Friday night at 5:30, and we'll have that on KDKD. Hoping we'll have a girls' final as well. Lakeland Lady Vikings, of course, will play tomorrow night at 7 against Wheatland. We'll have that on 104.9 tomorrow night just after 7 o'clock. There is a game before that, so depending on the time frame, the other girls' semifinal will start at 5:30. So depending on the time frame of that, it may be 7 o'clock or a little bit after before we are on the air here from Wheatland tomorrow night back here on the Eagle. But a great job by Lakeland. They were favored, of course, to get to the district title game, and they have done so. Max Creek pulled one upset in the first round. We're trying to get another, but Lakeland, good disciplined basketball down the stretch, shot it very, very well tonight from the floor, also played good defense, especially in that second half, and then did a good job on the glass as well. Very good job rebounding the basketball tonight for the Vikings as they clinch a spot in the district title Saturday night at 5:30. That's going to do it, folks, for our coverage tonight. Thank you for joining us as well, and we will be talking to you tomorrow night at about 7 o'clock for the Lakeland Lady Vikings as they will take on Wheatland. Our thanks to Eric Wehmeyer back at the studios tonight, back in Clinton, doing a great job back there as always. So have a good evening, everybody. Stay warm, stay safe, and we'll talk to you tomorrow night for more high school basketball from Class 1 District 7 on the Eagle.